friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Georgia mom Madison Collier is shocked as she defies 1 in 700,000 odds with rare quadruplets. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. "I don't think I'll ever fully get over the shock," said Madison Collier, now that she is outnumbered by not just one, but four newborns. This Georgia mom, Madison Collier, is shocked as she defies 1 in 700,000 odds with rare quadruplets. When Madison and her husband began planning to expand their family, they were excited to add a little brother or sister to the family. Their oldest daughter, Isla, was excited to be a big sister at the age of four. But when Isla learned she was getting four new siblings, she said, "Whoa, do we have a plan for four babies?" And her father, Justin, said, "No, baby, we do not have a plan for four babies." Madison said she had only planned to have two children, but we all know God has bigger plans and dreams for our lives than we do. So, when Madison had her ultrasound very early in her pregnancy, she assumed the technician meant she was having twins, until he kept counting to four. Madison Collier and her husband do not have a history of multiples in their families, nor was Madison on fertility treatments. When Justin learned about the news, he laid down on the floor because he was pretty sure he was going to faint. "I know it's silly, but I was like, they come in more than that? And I know that they do, but you just never think it would happen to you," Madison said. But here's the miracle. These four precious babies happen naturally by God's grace. Her medical team believes the two girls and two boys are identical twins, and the chances of this happening are 1 in 15 million. Can you believe it? And for Madison Collier to get pregnant naturally with quadruplets is 1 in 700,000. Isla can't wait to show her siblings how to do gymnastics. But before she can do that, the family needs to figure out where the babies will be sleeping first. So far, they've converted Justin's office into a makeshift nursery. The family welcomed Wilder, Callaway, Iris, and Eliza several weeks early. And despite their super early arrival, the family is happy everyone is healthy. Though they are having a hard time figuring out who is who. Madison says they use pacifier clips and wristbands to keep from getting the babies confused because they do look alike. After all, she has two sets of identical twins. And you know what that means? Quadruple the diapers. So far, they're going through 40 diapers a day. That's a lot of tiny bottoms to clean. We pray Justin and Madison Collier will get some blessed sleep and have the energy to keep up with four newborns and their three-year-old daughter, Isla, too. May energy, joy, and peace come in abundance to this wondrous family who is breaking records in more ways than they ever imagined. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11. Jennifer Garner is worth millions, but proves kindness is priceless with random good deeds. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. Jennifer Garner is worth millions, but she proves that kindness is priceless as she goes around Los Angeles doing random good deeds. Recently, actress Jennifer Garner kindly paid for the people behind her at Starbucks. In a video shared to her Instagram page, she orders a mint tea and tips the barista an unknown amount. Then she asks if she can also give the barista $100 to pay for the customer's drinks that come behind her. "This is just to pay for whoever's behind me," she says. "Just tell them to have a good day and pass it on." How sweet of this Christian celebrity. Shortly after that kind deed, Jennifer Garner was also seen handing out bags of essential items to bless people in need. Random act of kindness. Gather these essentials in a quart-sized Ziploc bag and keep them in your car to give away when you see someone in need. Jennifer Garner wrote on her Instagram, "A pair of thick socks, Kleenex, hand wipes, disposable toothbrushes, chapstick, couple of granola bars. I forgot this time, but I like to add feminine hygiene products too. Add $5, $10, $20, and a smile. What a great way to share kindness with those experiencing homelessness in your community. May Jennifer Garner's good deeds serve as a reminder to look for ways that you can bless those around you.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.